We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
For a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Now, it's been 2 hours, a lot of Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, I keep looking at my Twitter feed expecting more. I feel like there's another shoe's going to fall here, because right now it's a tit for tat thing. I think the Bucks have the upper hand because they spoke last. I feel like Bruce Arians' press conference kind of helped the Bucks case here. He basically said that it came down to targets for Antonio Brown. Not anything to do with the ankle.
No.
He wasn't getting enough targets. And the funny thing is, he got 5 targets in the first half against the Jets. The most targets on the team was Gronk with 6. That would have been 10 targets for the game. That's not bad.
So maybe, does that mean that Arian's story is not holding water?
No. No,
or AB just wanted more targets than 5?
I got to tell you, every wide receiver I've ever met wants more targets than whatever they have.
Well, he also had some major incentives, as we know, riding on these last couple games. You know, Adam Schefter had the report that Antonio Brown's agent had gone to the Bucks and wanted them to guarantee the incentives, which is kind of an odd thing to ask for, because
that's what incentives means, non-guaranteed.
Right. You got to reach certain milestones.
Wide receivers are, you know, by definition, are crazy people.
Well,
because they're complete. Now I'll tell you why. Because they're completely dependent.
Not clinically, you mean?
No, they're clinically crazy. It's called wide receiver crazy. I mean, how many times?
Wide receiveritis?
If you're around the NFL, how many of the bizarre stories about any position, wide receivers, 3 times as many?
Linebackers are up there.
But you're so dependent on somebody else. So you get so caught up in your head that you want the ball more. And the great ones have huge egos. You have to have them.
Right.
That's what makes you a great wide receiver.
Wasn't Keyshawn's book called Throw Me the Damn Ball?
Throw Me the Damn Ball. You have to have that ego. You have to want all the targets. You have to be willing to be crazy about it. So there's so many crazy wide receivers. Terrell Owens. Randy Moss got a little crazy at certain points of his career. Guys who aren't crazy people. But when you play wide receiver, it puts you in a position where you have to ask for the ball. And I think that you could easily get your ego bruised. And Antonio Brown is no different. That's why it's easy for me to believe Bruce Arians when he says that AB was mad about targets.
Yeah, I mean, anytime a wide receiver is upset about not getting targets, it's not hard to believe. What's fascinating to me about this story is a couple of things. Like, I'm always trying to look for the funny here, and believe me, there's a lot of it. And there's a lot of unintentionally funny things, like Antonio Brown unintentionally, I think, putting his banking information out on the internet when he was trying to prove a point about Alex Guerrero, Brady's body man and TB12 business partner. Meanwhile, we never proved the point about Guerrero. In fact, it made Guerrero look better than ever. He thinks he has these smoking gun text messages that don't do anything. I'm having trouble figuring out what the story's about, though. Is this story about the ankle, like Antonio Brown has said, and about the team forcing him to, or attempting to force him to go back into the game? Is this story about targets and that Antonio Brown felt like he wasn't a big enough part of the offense against the Jets when the Bucks played the Jets and maybe wasn't going to get to his incentives? Or is this about a contract dispute? Like, I can't tell what this is. Or is this Antonio Brown taking advantage of this opportunity by showing everyone his new single, Pit of the Palace?
Now, that would be very Machiavellian for him to create this entire scenario. Yeah, but
just
how many times have we done this? Every time Antonio Brown goes south with the Raiders, with the Steelers, with the Patriots, I remember we were hand-wringing about, oh, who's at fault here? Was it, you know, the cryogenic chamber should have told him to put shoes on, or like, did the Steelers? There was so much like, oh, are the Steelers really being right by Antonio Brown? And it was also, are the Steelers being right by Le'Veon Bell? But that's a whole different story.
No, but it was kind of like around the same time.
Yeah. And it's always the same dynamic. We're always trying to figure this thing out. We're always trying to figure out what Antonio Brown is sending out on Instagram. And it looks like his career is over. But then you're like, oh, you know what? He's still pretty good, and he's making some sort of explanation. And he makes these media appearances that are actually really good. So I feel like we're getting fooled again. This is the Antonio Brown. It's the same dynamic every time. And I feel it's going to happen in a year. He's going to sign with the Chiefs, or he's going to sign with some other team. It's going to go well for a little bit, and then it won't.
Wow. I hear you that he will probably get another chance. I can't tell if he's muddied the water enough with the ankle story. And I'm not saying it's not true. It might be true. I don't know. Has he has he put enough doubt into people's minds that, hey, this is actually the Bucks who are screwing over Antonio Brown? He didn't handle it well. He doing, you know, basically cartwheels off the field, you know, is never, you're never going to look like the hero there. You're going to look like a clown. But was it the organization who was at fault here? Because I got to tell you, it doesn't take a lot to turn people against a football team.
No.
Like, there's no one who seems more like, you know, we talk about the NFL. We love the NFL. We, you know, it's a big part of our lives.
It's all we watch it.
But, like, we also acknowledge there's, like, a soulless sort of aspect to, you know, professional sports in general, but especially the NFL because the toll it takes on the athletes' bodies. So, you know, it can be easy to find the NFL and the teams as the villains. But Antonio Brown somehow has made, at least in my mind, have made, like, the Bucks somehow a sympathetic figure. I mean, damn, you really got to go out of your way to do that.
Yeah, the defending Super Bowl champions. But I think people want to believe that Antonio Brown, maybe not today, but they want to believe that Antonio Brown is the victim here. I think other NFL teams at some point are going to say to themselves, well, you know what? Maybe there was something going on with his ankle. Let's give him a shot. Because deep down,
well, he is getting surgery. Something's going on with his ankle.
Deep down, all they want to do is sign him. I mean, you don't think, let's go next year. Say you're a team. Say you're the Chicago Bears and you bring in some quarterback or Justin Fields is there. Wouldn't you say, you know, I know Antonio Brown is a lot to handle, but man, would he make my quarterback better. So if you're a coach, you are looking for any excuse you can to justify, to rationalize bringing in Antonio Brown.
I think that you really have to have someone who is in your corner.
Like Tom Brady?
Like having Tom Brady. So, like, it's hard to pick random teams and be like, well, you could go to the Bears or you could go to the Chiefs or, you know, guys, like teams that have taken on, with the Chiefs at least, have taken on guys with, like, known character issues.
Well, right, and Andy Reid.
Tyreek Hill and stuff like that.
Andy Reid took on Michael Vick when things were still
when
hot for Vick.
Totally.
So he knows how to do this. So.
Right. But the Bears just seem more of like a random kind of team that you sort of maybe picked out of a hat. You need somebody who's really going to go to the mat for Antonio Brown. And to be honest, like, I don't know how many coaches are out there. Other teammates or quarterbacks. Like, again, I think Brady felt like, not that he necessarily needed Brown to win a Super Bowl, but he wanted all the help he could get. You know, he was like basically just straight up recruiting guys to come to Tampa Bay. And so without someone who has a voice as loud as Brady and influence as loud as him, I don't know how quickly Antonio Brown gets signed to a team.
Yeah, you know, the Bears is not random, though, because they have a young quarterback. Man, they can't get receivers. They've never been able to figure out how to get the receivers in. And I think some coach will fool themselves into thinking, this guy can help our team. A wide receiver needy team. You know what's a team that jumps to mind? Has Seattle ever been linked to him? Because I feel like Russell Wilson sometimes likes to he'll throw to anybody. He needs help. There's a lot of teams that
is
just,
Russell Wilson going to be there?
Yeah.
Bills did try to get him at one point.
Antonio Brown?
Yeah, he didn't want to go there.
Well, you think
that was
before
the Patriots.
Do you think they'd ever go back to that well? I mean, that's a team that's on the brink of the Super Bowl.
Listen, as a Bills fan, please no.
Really?
Absolutely not.
What if it meant winning?
Even if I'm Machiavelli, I don't want it. I've already made so many compromises as a sports fan in general at times for rooting for people who you just like really feel are pretty unsavory characters because you want to root for a team. And also, to be fair, there's a lot of really good guys on NFL teams. And so we tend to talk about the ones who are in trouble or the ones who stand out for the wrong reasons and they get the attention. But there are a lot of really good dudes who are on NFL teams and behind the scenes as well. And I think it can put fans in a tough position. No, I don't want Antonio Brown because I want him pulling something like this. I mean, the Bills already were. So before this happened, it was actually the Bills who had the distinction of having a player quit during a game.
That was awesome. Vontae Davis, right?
Yeah.
That was
at halftime.
So cool.
Now, Antonio Brown has made it clear he didn't quit. And Bruce Arians even acknowledges. He said, get out of here. So AB didn't quit. I'm not trying to put that on him.
Wait. He said, get out of here. That's not.
Yeah, you're right.
By the way,
a lot of things are said on a sideline that I'm sure people don't mean.
Most players don't rip off their jersey and do jumping jacks in the end zone when the coach says, get out of here. That's the other thing. Just to defend the team, by the way, even if that conflict was going on, Antonio Brown could have handled it a little differently.
Without a doubt. I mean, a little differently? Yeah. That's why we're talking about this thing. I mean, that's what the first, the whole thing got started.
I don't think most other guys end up in an Uber outside the stadium 15 minutes later. Yeah. If the coach says, get the F out of here, I think most players, they might walk off into the locker room. Maybe walk into the locker room, but do it a little quieter.
Right.
That's very Antonio Brown.
Go take a seat on the bench. Wait for things to cool off a little bit. And then maybe you even find yourself back in the game the fourth quarter.
When this guy in the Bills walked off, he did it sort of behind the scenes, right? He was just, I've had enough at halftime.
Just straight up quit in the middle of a game.
I think he left it. I think he went into the locker room at halftime.
Yeah.
And instead took off his clothes and like got in his car. And like, I was like, that guy must have been being torched that game.
Well, I mean, the Bills were playing against the Chargers and I'm sure they were losing. I'm trying to remember what year it was. Oh, it was 2018. Was the year. So I'm kind of, in some ways, no, I don't think Antonio Brown can come to the Bills. You're going to have that happen twice. Goodness, heaven forbid, to one team. But also, yeah, I'd be worried about the chemistry and all that.
By the way, the funny thing is, too, like, what if something happened when Cole Beasley got hurt? Cole Beasley, who's a bit of a lightning rod himself.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if you have Cole Beasley running around and he went away, bring in AB, put him in the slot.
I don't think it's going to work. I really don't. So, okay. Sometimes it's hard to tell when the internet is being truthful and when the internet is being, well, just downright fake. What do we think about this story that's coming along, Mike Samter, our producer? Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, is this real story or is this a fake story?
I'm going to go an 8 out of 10 because there are text messages and pictures that seem to back up this story. But again, you can always finagle digitally. Text messages and pictures.
Okay.
But the
do you feel like this is a real enough story that we can talk about it on the air right now?
We can certainly bring it up and let.
Or should we vet this story a little bit more? Well, it's on the internet. It's definitely real on this site now. The site is the Daily Mail. There are different standards for these kinds of things in Europe than there are in the United States.
And our buddy at CBS Sports, Will Brinson, retweeted the video, retweeted the article. And anything that Will Brinson tweets out to me is fact. So
wow.
I'm all for it.
I don't want to throw Will under the bus here if this thing isn't true. But all right, well, full disclosure, we're not sure if this is a real story, but we're going to read it anyway. Perloff, you all right with this?
Yeah,
you're nervous.
I feel like I'm the only one in the room who doesn't know what the story is. And I can speak for the audience. I'm dying to know now. You better tell us.
All right, but you've heard my disclaimer, right? Everyone, Odyssey, Westwood, CBS, Sirius, everyone has heard the disclaimer. I'm not sure if this story is true. Allegedly, it's on the Daily Mail website. Allegedly. It's like an exclusive. This is ridiculous. I'm just going to read the headline and you guys can decide for yourself. Fired Bucks star Antonio Brown smuggled OnlyFans model who went viral for licking a toilet seat in 2020, into his hotel for a steamy sex romp and told her to watch, quote, what I do tomorrow, the night before he stormed off the field. Mike Samter gave that an 8 out of 10. That's a real story.
I mean, that was the predictable next step. We all saw something like this coming. I said it earlier. There is no screenwriter. Nobody could predict what's going to happen next with Antonio Brown. That's why you can't use too much logic. It might as well be real because it's just as weird as everything else going on.
Okay, so I see what you're talking about with the photos. Now, granted, that photo is the back of someone's head. It's not his face. It looks like his haircut, but like that's just, you couldn't tell.
There is also a voice note. So, again, I mean, you can't 100% verify that it's Antonio Brown's voice, but it does sound enough like him. She said.
By the way, the headline on the voice note is Antonio Brown voice notes to viral toilet licker.
It's a COVID challenge. Lick a toilet and prove that you can't get COVID.
Imagine that's your claim. You are now known as the viral toilet licker.
See, I think we're getting away from the story. The toilet.
No,
licking
we're
thing,
right in the story.
No, the toilet.
We're in the eye of the storm.
Seems like an unnecessary detail to this headline of the story. Like,
no,
why
that's
do we
how
have
you
to,
know her.
Well, why do we have to put that in? That I don't know that that's an element that belongs in here. Like, How you got from a Home Alone 2 poster to toilet-licking OnlyFans model?
Okay, so I see screen grabs here. Man, how much the screen grabs have played into our life. Now, it says Antonio Brown, but I don't think anyone is independently verified. You can name anyone in your phone anything. So I want to be fair here. I mean,
why we sort this out, by the way, is anyone ever considered actually doing a screen grab on your phone and tweeting out? Would you do that under any circumstance?
Yes, I almost did it yesterday, and you convinced me not to.
Oh, that's true. You would do something like that.
I was going to.
I thought you were kidding. Were you seriously going to tweet that out?
No, I was going to, yes, because I thought our text thread got so ridiculous. This is away from the Antonio Brown story. We were going to do the story about the woman.
Oh,
who farts in a jar and sells it.
Yes.
Because it was an update to the story that the demand was so high for the flatulence that she started changing her diet so that she could meet, the supply could meet the demand.
Yeah.
And she ended up almost giving herself a heart attack.
Right. We had about 35 text messages
about this.
About the newsworthiness of this.
Yes. And I said, is she an athlete? I mean, we went back and forth a lot on this.
Is it a sports story? That was one of the randomest. By the way, is she in the Antonio Brown story?
She might make an appearance. I don't know. I think she's on the TV show. Whatever. So there was a lot to that story. And I was going to tweet out a screen grab of our producer, Mike Samter, saying, do you think it's a whole segment or is it just a couple minutes? And I was, it was like, do you think the woman farting is a whole segment or just a few minutes? And I was like, can I tweet that out? And you wrote, no. Oh. And so I didn't.
I didn't think you were serious. You're going to tweet out.
I'm always serious. I'm dead serious. I'm serious.
I will be honest. If we wanted to do 15 minutes on her farting in a jar and what happened to her and whether or not she's an athlete, we could do it. We could do 15 minutes on Listen. Stephanie
right,
Maddow.
I'm telling you right now, by the way, if anybody screen grabs when I wrote fart jars on my phone, I'm going to be really mad. I might even sue because there's a line. There's a reputation I have to uphold here.
Yes. You realize that's out the window right now. So from farting in a jar to licking a toilet seat.
See, again.
Hard to tell here whether these are real. We're going to need to independently verify that any of these text messages are real.
Even if they're not real. If I work at the NFL Players Association and the Antonio Brown case goes on my desk, all right, defend Antonio. I just quit on the spot. I'd be like, I can't do it.
You'd Antonio Brown that thing.
Yeah, I would just rip my shirt off and I'd do jumping jacks in the end zone. And I'm out because it's just way too weird.
She also tweeted pictures inside the hotel that is known to be the hotel of the Bucks the day of the incident before the game. There is a picture also of Antonio Brown wearing that same gold chain with somebody who works at the hotel the day before the incident. So there's at least enough that she had either seen him. Maybe it could have even just been an accident that she just saw him and then saw him at the hotel and then faked the rest of it. But it seems like there's enough superfluous evidence that it's viable.
Yeah, so she's the one who's giving the, she was giving the interview to the Daily Mail. So now she's saying it. And she's got a lot of photos here. I see it. This is like when you tweeted out by mistake where Jim Nance lived.
Yeah, yeah. You
identifying
careful.
Markers of his home. I mean, she's got where the Bucks stay. The
okay.
Westin, New Jersey, Newport, second floor training skills, third floor meal room recovery, QB. I mean, that's a football team staying there.
I mean, this is the same old
wow.
story. Same old NFL story we've always heard. Of course, there's always a model. There's always a toilet seat. This is where every team conflict goes. I mean, we've seen this story so many times, Maggie.
I know. It really is. If one more person tells me this one today. Wow. Well, that took a really interesting turn. Coming up next, more
yeah,
Antonio
good luck
Brown.
With that.
Coming up next, yes, Troy Aikman. Ah, yes, Troy Aikman. He's in the news also.
He has nothing to do with any of this. I want to be
very
clear about.
We've pivoted now. Full stop. Troy Aikman, Hall of Fame quarterback, isn't convinced about the Packers, but our producer Mike is all in on Green Bay. Who do we trust more? We'll tell you next. More Perloff and Maggie straight ahead. Back in a minute.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, boy. Back on Maggie and Perloff. I just went down the hall, Maggie, to get a drink.
Yeah.
And there are people in cubicles laughing out loud at the latest development in the Antonio Brown story because everyone thought it couldn't get weirder. And it got a whole lot weirder.
This left turn on the story just went off a cliff. You know who's going to be... Well, let's explain what's going on. So the Daily Mail has now spoken to an OnlyFans model named Ava Louise, who's based in New Jersey, who claims that she was with Antonio Brown the night before his tirade. And we thought Antonio Brown had some receipts on Alex Guerrero and Bruce Arians and tweeting out his text messages. This chick's got it all. She's got the Instagram DMs that started in 2018 between her and Antonio Brown. She's got text messages alleging they're from Antonio Brown. She's got photos that put her in the hotel where the Bucks were. And she's just straight up giving quotes and alleging that she's got a photo of Antonio Brown asleep, but it's the back of his head, so we have no idea if that's him. We have no idea, honestly, if the text messages are him either, because you can write anyone as a contact in your phone. But the DMs on Instagram, that's him. It's coming from his verified account.
Well, it's not like we're like uncovering what happened at Watergate or something. You're getting awfully illegal.
You want to cover us because this is crazy. So she's basically alleging that he snuck her into the hotel room, breaking COVID rules, by the way. So the NFL would, I'm assuming, have to look into this, that he snuck her into the hotel room and that he told her, you know, that get ready because I'm doing something big tomorrow. Almost as if, like, who knows what that could mean, though. Maybe he thought he was just going to have a big day because the Jets' secondary stinks.
Well, right. I mean, I think that's what's relevant to the story is she's implying, or at least it seems like she's implying, that he planned the walk-off.
Or that he was looking for attention. So apparently when the two of them started getting frisky.
Oh, my God.
He insisted. Was there a better way I could have said that?
I don't know. Frisky.
Give me a better, what's a better euphemism
I thought you were going to say intimate. I'm like,
I have no idea.
Are they
honestly
in love?
You think it was intimate? No. Thank you, Stu, for nodding along. This wasn't intimate. Anywho, I don't have an OnlyFans account, so I can't see. But she said that he wanted her to film them getting intimate for the OnlyFans account. Kind of implying that he wants to be in the news. Like that, to me, when I said this whole thing might be to sell his single, his rap single, you know, Pit of the Palace, like he's definitely taking advantage of the moment to try to bolster his new song. Maybe he thought he would attach himself to a sex tape. Hey, we were just talking about Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee, and they're making a Hulu series out of this. Maybe he's just trying to take a little, this is the oldest trick in the book.
You're giving him so much credit. You're giving him so much credit. So you're saying Antonio Brown, he comes up with a single. He's like, how do I publicize this?
Yeah, sex tape.
Well, yeah, maybe I'll have a sex tape with a toilet-licking OnlyFans model, and then the next day I'll leave in the middle of the game, take my shirt off, have a really weird Uber drive, claim that the team didn't take my ankle injury serious. Then I'll blame Tom Brady's trainer. This is all... Do you think he had like a 12 bullet point plan on how to publicize this thing?
He's like Carrie in Homeland, just like connecting dots, trying to find terrorists.
What if he's a mad genius and this goes all the way back to the cryogenic chamber? No, like the hyperbaric chamber, sorry.
No, it was cryo.
Oh, it's cryo? Yeah. Is that what those cold chambers are called?
Yeah, you like get down to like minus 230 or whatever and his feet got
burned. Right. Yeah. There's no logic to any of this. You can't honestly think that he was doing this to get buzz and promote.
Also,
I think he just wanted to be in this OnlyFans video. I don't think it went anywhere beyond that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the simplest explanation, what's that, Occam's razor? I'm glad, though, you brought up about the toilet licking part. People might have been like, I'm sorry, what? Did I hear that right? So this woman, Ava Louise, who's alleging this stuff with Antonio Brown, not only as an OnlyFans, she first went viral because she licked a toilet seat.
Right. By the way, all these, as Maggie's...
You're welcome, America.
Yeah. as you said, though, none of this has been verified yet. No. I think there's still more
journalistic
more
journalism
reporting
to do.
Yeah.
Get your best people on it.
Yeah. You know, I don't think anyone's ever winning a Pulitzer covering Antonio Brown. These subjects are just too absurd. They're too pop culturally. They sound like they're fake. Although nobody could fake this. Like if Larry David wrote an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm with some of these details, even he would be like, no, that's too absurd. This can't be happening.
But I did not see this going to OnlyFans, but now that it's here. Oh, here's another one. She said another quote. She told him how he fretted to her about making another Super Bowl and mumbled as he drifted down to sleep before she left. The influencer said, Louise said, he wanted me to sleep over. He told me I could sleep over, but he would have to sneak me out because he had a meeting with Tom Brady very early in the morning. He's like oddly still really committed to the team. This is such a bizarre story. He's sneaking her in, breaking the rules, by the way. He just did a fake vaccine card, got suspended for 3 games. But he's like oddly can't be late to this meeting with Brady. Would he have walked into the meeting with Brady like nothing happened? Like, hey, man, like coffee?
No. I think he was bragging to her. He's like, I got a meeting with Tom Brady tomorrow. I think, which is odd because he's like a future Hall of Fame receiver. That he would.
If I were her, I would have left AB's room and probably tried to find Brady's.
Oh, well, let's.
I know.
Oh, no. See, that's this what this story.
Now
this story
I can't
is bringing
anything
us into the gutter. I mean, as we knew it would.
All right, he's happily married, whatever.
Again, none of this. Oh, my God. Okay, all this is alleged. How yes. are we ever going to transition to this Troy Aikman story that we tease? Let's test your transition skills. Give me something natural here, Maggie.
All right. Well, Antonio Brown still focused on winning a Super Bowl. Who's going to be their biggest comp? Oh, he doesn't play for the team anymore. But who's the Bucks' biggest competition? The Packers. But not according to one Hall of Famer.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that was bad.
Do you work at ESPN Bumps and Teases? No, that wasn't bad. That was pretty good. That was not too bad.
It was awful. It's all right. You can tell me.
All right. Let's get to Troy Aikman.
Anyone care about this anymore? I'm still looking for more details on the Antonio
Brown
stuff.
I'll talk about Troy Aikman and the Packers for 3 minutes
I'm gonna
here.
I'm going to keep scrolling.
You just do your thing here on this OnlyFans model. All right. Let's play.
That sounded weird.
Oh, man. Let's play the... play the Troy Aikman quote. Troy, please save us. Save us, Troy Aikman. Play that dumb quote.
I don't think there is a real front runner in the NFC. I know a lot of people would say Green Bay, but I've covered a lot of Packers games, and they played some pretty average football teams and barely got out of those games with a win. I think Aaron Rodgers, of course, if he's not their quarterback, they lose a lot more of those games. But I think it is wide open in the NFC.
You know,
it seems really tame compared to the other things we've been talking about today.
I know. We're about to have a real serious conversation about like sort of the NFC power rankings, where I have the Packers schedule printed somewhere, but my brain, I'm having the hardest time refocusing on actual football.
Yeah, well,
but
I'll tell you, Antonio Brown will do that to you.
My real reaction when Troy Aikman said that, I'm like, that's not that much of a hot take. The NFC is kind of a jumble, right? Like the Packers have beaten a lot of bad teams and they've been close games. Even the Ravens, who are so beat up, came back in the game.
Yep.
So I didn't think that was like a hot take. I thought maybe most people felt that way.
It got a lot of attention, that's for sure. Adam Schefter podcast, I believe, is where I first heard it. But the Packers are a very good team. I don't think anyone believes that the Packers are a perfect team. And in fact, they're quite flawed. I mean, the defense is, you know, once again, a defense you can run on, which has been an issue for the Packers, despite the fact that they have added to that defense and have some really good pieces on it. Their special teams, from what, you know, is apparently not really good, but I don't know how much that's going to play into a playoff game. But the weird thing about the NFC is I don't think there is anyone who's head and shoulders above the other team. For Troy to say that, I didn't think was such a ridiculous hot take.
No, also, it's 2021 with all the COVID, all the injuries. It's really hard. It's not like
all
a year.
All of a sudden, your wide receiver is sneaking an OnlyFans toilet liquor model into the hotel room and torpedoes the season.
Yeah, he got us back into the story of the day. All right. Let's hand off here for 30 seconds. Let's give our producer, Michael, 30 seconds to convince us that Troy was wrong and the Packers really are the favorite. Do it.
There's no doubt in my mind that Troy Aikman has no idea what he's talking about. I know he's all about the Dallas Cowboys, but does anybody trust Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott right now? Come on. I mean, like, they could barely get past the Eagles and Washington and the Giants. That division is a joke. They're 11-5. They're nothing to what I'm expecting to make an actual run. The Buccaneers, before all this stuff with AB and Chris Godwin, I was all in on them. But they got injuries on defense. They got wide receiver problems. Gronk can't stay healthy. Leonard Fournette, what are you going to get out of him? Ronald Jones, what are you getting there? The Rams, Matthew Stafford.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to stop you for a sec. So this isn't about the Packers at all.
Well, it is a little bit about the Packers, but it's also about, you're talking about it's wide open. There's not a single other team that I trust in the NFC. I don't trust Matthew Stafford and Kyler Murray. The Packers are healthy. The Packers are rolling. The Packers are blowing people out. Remember how they got blown out that first week against the Saints? Since then, they are killing everyone. Well, not killing. They're beating most people. Their other loss was with Jordan Love against the Chiefs, and they lost by a touchdown.
You're losing
the Packers
steam.
Are beating everybody.
They're beating everybody bad.
It's not even close.
First of all, there is no way.
Angry Mike.
Everyone's mind is still in that bizarre Antonio Brown twist that may or may not be true. And by the way, killing everybody. They edge Cleveland, who was just completely beat up 2 weeks ago. Every game has been close except Minnesota, who was starting Sean May, but whatever. The point is, Antonio Brown is really weird.
That's what it all came down to?
Yeah. I honestly feel like it's going to be hard because you're going to wait till the pregame shows. They're going to try and make these hard storylines. And they're going to go Antonio Brown, and just everyone's going to crack up.
Oh, man. But the gymnastics you're going to have to do around this Daily Mail and how this story is going. I mean, good luck. Good luck to all the like legit outlets who have to play this story straight.
By the way, I
wish you the best.
And Michael said Troy Aikman doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay, sorry. Yeah, Troy Aikman. You're right. Now, what are his credentials compared to yours? Good point.
I think it would have been fun to kind of toggle between, like, read one of the quotes from Ava Louise and then Mike just like ranting against Troy Aikman, and then back to the OnlyFans model, and then Mike just like angry. We need a segment for you. We'll come up with something. It's only day four. Meanwhile, we're bottom of the hour. We're a little bit late. And of course, we all love the Manning cast, I think, but an A-Rod cast. Does anyone want to see that? We'll get into that next. And of course, more Antonio Brown. Here's the CBS Sports Radio update. It's Rich Ackerman. Maggie and Perloff. Man, this day has just been straight up bizarre. Antonio Brown's saga has now careened its way to find an OnlyFans viral model, I guess, who went viral because she licked a toilet seat in March of 2020. Now she's got all these text messages and DMs to Antonio Brown. It's a scene, man. It's a scene.
I tell you, same old NFL story. Here we go again.
Here we go again. Yep. Man, if you've seen one, you've seen them all. But this one is wild, so we're going to keep you up to date on that. Meanwhile, this is kind of interesting because, you know, the Manning cast, which I actually am a fan of, I really still think it's good. Now, there's a couple things that they still need to work out that they haven't, right? Which is obviously Peyton and Eli not being in the same room. That's not ideal. And then when you bring the third guest now over Zoom, they're always talking over each other, and sometimes it can get a little awkward, and Peyton, you know, will take the lead, but sometimes things get lost, and you get Eli kind of blank looking into the camera, but that's sort of par for the course for him. So obviously, if there's one good idea in media, it's got to be, like, repeated 1,000 times, because, like, we have, like, a new idea in media, like, once every 20 years.
Right.
And so the Manning cast, like, the last one was PTI, and that spawned, like, 100 copies, and then, like, almost 20 years, like, to the day, the Manning cast was born. And
right.
It was just like, oh, here's our other new idea, one every 20 years.
I would say a lot of people are trying to copy the Turner NBA show, too.
It's impossible.
Inside the NBA. It's impossible to copy. Is it possible to copy anything?
Well, ESPN's going to try, apparently. According to Andrew Marchand, the New York Post, they're thinking about doing a Manning cast-style broadcast for Alex Rodriguez and making him the focal point and putting him on that sort of ESPN2 situation, taking him off the game. First things first. Thank you, ESPN, for taking him off the main game. Listen, A-Rod has many gifts. Baseball, really. He has many gifts. Hitting a baseball hard is definitely one of them. But he was never natural in that booth. He just didn't take to it. It was always really forced. It always felt like it was about him. He wasn't just, it just didn't come to him. But I'm not saying he doesn't have a future in media. Maybe this is a place where he can relax a little bit. You don't have to be so tied to the play-by-play. And he can sort of just, you know, breathe a little, tell stories, and have like another sort of venue.
But won't those same flaws make him boring? Like, nobody wants to hear A-Rod talk about himself on the A-Rod cast.
Well, it depends. I mean, how good are the stories? The dude's got a lifetime in baseball. He's like, you know, in with every famous person.
I've never heard A-Rod tell a good story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good story. I don't understand this because the Manning brothers have this thing where they're goofy. They know each other. They make fun of each other.
That's true.
They're self-deprecating in a way. They have these relationships. You know, that's a big part of this. They get the craziest guest list of all time. Can A-Rod do that?
Yes.
Okay, you think A-Rod could get...
Can A-Rod get Snoop Dogg? Yes.
But can he get LeBron James, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers? Who else? I mean, the Manning cast guest list is the most impressive thing we've ever seen. Roger Goodell. So will A-Rod... First of all, no one wants to see Rob Manfred.
No.
They're going to turn the channel.
Actually, they actively go out of their way not to have Rob Manfred.
Is A-Rod going to get the big... Is he going to get Paul Rudd?
Well, actually, you know what would be interesting about Rob Manfred and A-Rod is that Manfred was the guy who was in charge of, like, hunting down, you know, all those people in South Florida. Biogenesis. Remember that scandal?
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, Manfred totally got dirty in that, like, you know, paying off people and stuff like that, allegedly.
There's a reason Peyton Manning's on 100 commercials. He's incredibly funny and likable.
Yeah.
How many commercials are there with A-Rod?
Well, zero, but he's around a lot. He's on Fox and ESPN, so he's doing double, you know, networks there. There's something about A-Rod. Listen, the booth wasn't working. Like, that's a first and foremost. Move him out of there. Put him on a Manning cast thing. Will it work? Maybe. Maybe.
Are you going to watch it? I think no.
I don't know. I find myself still watching the Manning cast. I just hope that they fix some of the obvious sort of flaws on that Manning cast for next year.
I was also trying to think, by the way, if not A-Rod, who would be the Manning cast baseball guy? It's not easy.
David Ortiz. I'd love to have David Ortiz.
David Ortiz
and Pedro or CC Sabathia. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I was funny. I was thinking Kevin Millar with a better Red Sox. I love his personality.
Yeah.
But Ortiz, though, Ortiz's stories are great. Could he sustain it through a whole season?
Well, but the thing, the Mannings don't do a full season. So
You're right.
You could have like guys kind of in and out. And like A-Rod and Big Poppy kind of do have a little bit of a chemistry. It's hard. It doesn't really come through on that Fox set as much because that's like so not natural.
Oh, the Fox set, they do a good job,
but like it's not natural to be up on a set in makeup with lights on talking in sound bites.
Yeah, baseball has had a real problem. We were talking about Turner inside the NBA. They've had a real problem cracking that fun studio thing. Maybe it's baseball. Maybe baseball doesn't lend itself. Yeah, I mean, we all know about the problems of baseball, that it skews old. I'm not sure that there's, not that the Mannings are hip or anyway. It just feels strange to me to say there's could be this cutting edge second screen show for baseball. Baseball is so slow.
Well, the funny part is I don't even really watch the main ESPN broadcast. I watch the Nerdcast.
Yeah, well, I didn't know about this Nerdcast. Yeah. I wish you had texted me about that. I like nerds. I am a nerd.
You are a nerd. You're the king of the nerds. Yeah, it's great. It's like, you know, just a little bit more on the other kind of stats that they use in baseball, the other analytics and stuff.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's not like the best sell I've ever heard. It's not like I'm out to dinner. Oh, I got to get home and watch the Nerdcast. But take everything that the Antonio Brown story is. The Nerdcast sounds the exact opposite on the 0 to 100 interestingness level.
Yeah, I was just actually, I was just scrolling a little bit more. It's salacious. It's got it all, man. It really does. This AB story with now the OnlyFans viral woman, it's got it all.
Every few minutes, we're talking about some story, and something in your face changes. I'm like, oh my God, there must be another tweet, another something or other.
So, again, I'm going to try to cover us here as much as I can. The story's in the Daily Mail. She's making these allegations. She's definitely got the DMs on Instagram, the screen grabs there. You can see it's his verified account. As far as the text messages are concerned, we can't verify this as you and I sitting here right now. It says it's from Antonio Brown, but this is allegedly text messages that she shared with the Daily News. All right. Well, am I reading this? I feel like I kind of walked into this one.
Wait,
and I feel like I kind of want to walk out.
I have to walk over to your computer and look at this.
No, that's
first.
All right. He said, so this allegedly happened. Why did I start this? All right. She said, come baby, I'm gonna be ready for you. Am I gonna see you? Or she said, ha ha, what did you say in the voice memo? Because she said she couldn't understand what he was saying. It seemed like maybe he had been drunk or something. She said, I could come at like 1 probably, maybe earlier. Let me figure it out. You're in Jersey City. Yes, baby, come here, get this bonus.
Oh my God. So it does come down to the bonus money that Adam Schefter reported about. And we do full circle to Adam Schefter's report.
He wasn't the only one going for the incentives. I can come at like 11:30, and he hearted that, liked it. Ready for you, lovely. And she said, "You're lucky my friends are letting me leave, LOL." He said, "Tell them you're in great hands." And she said, "I'm on the way."
Great hands, like he's a receiver and he has great hands.
I guess.
Is he using receiver gloves?
You know what I feel like should it be at the end of these text messages? You know, like in like a foreign film, when all of it, like a black and white foreign film, it just says, "Fiend."
Yeah, it's about time. One of the great things about this is we get to see inside the life of somebody else's phone habits. Like, we get to see what AB's texts are like.
Surprise emoji guy.
Did we bring up on air that somebody brought up that B.A., Bruce Arians, the coach, was texting him and said, "Hey, it's B.A."
Yeah, right. That means they must not text that
often. Yeah. Like, if I text you tomorrow and said, "Hey, it's Andrew." Yeah,
no kidding.
Know. You've already texted me 43 times today. So,
yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I, by the way, I do want to circle back. I think we have a no putting up text messages on our Twitter feed. I think
you can't say that. We're only four shows in. How could you make a blanket statement?
Because
like
I want to know when I text something to the Maggie and Perloff text thread.
Listen, I can only speak for myself, not Samter and Stu over there.
Yeah, but you want to, like, because when you text, you never ever think. You go into this mode where you don't think it will get out there.
Except, you know who? I agree with you. It's like a safe space to think of your text other than the show. But I got to say, that Alex Guerrero, the way he was writing his text message was almost like as if, hey, if this ever got out, what's this going to look like? Because that thing was buttoned up.
That's true. But that's maybe Alex Guerrero and Tom Brady are nice guys. Have you ever thought about that?
It's just like very polite texters.
Yes. But then again, if you're sneaking an OnlyFans toilet licking model into the team hotel, maybe you do know that you're in an area where text could be repeated. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Are you safe with the OnlyFans toilet liquor? Or are you more vulnerable? Obviously vulnerable because now it's on the internet.
Yeah, that's not a dilemma I ever thought about before. I'm in a little over my head on some of this.
Amateur.
Do you think we're going to be leading with Antonio Brown tomorrow?
If so, what's the next twist that this is going to take?
Don't even try to predict it. Because
I just feel like he's going to like let all the animals out from the zoo. I don't know what's next.
Yeah, it's going to be way weirder than that. It's going to be something that your brain does not have even a high-powered computer could not figure it out, because everything he does follows an Antonio Brown logic that is inexplicable. I know your theory that he's doing all this to promote a single. There's no way you could do all of this to promote a single.
Well, another text message thread that I haven't read yet that she's alleging happened on Sunday. She texted him at 3:15 p.m. And actually, that would sync up time-wise. But again, this is all allegedly. She wrote to him, "Baby, why are you running off the field?"
Good question.
With a crying emoji and the face palm emoji, which means she was just like the rest of us. And he said, "You see me?" Well, he actually said, "Why see me?" But I think he meant you. And she wrote, ? "What? Ha ha. Yes, I saw, but all caps, why?" And then, credit to her, she said, "But you look sexy doing it." Ah. Probably. And he wrote, "You saw me, baby?" And she wrote, "Of course I did. Why did you do it, though?"
So now she's playing journalist.
Now I feel like she's basically just asking the same things that the post-game press conference.
She's basically our main source on this issue. And you keep saying allegedly.
She's our only source.
The other thing, too, is you keep saying allegedly because it's in the Daily Mail. And it is alleged. But it's not like allegedly, like somebody's allegedly accused of a crime. There's no criminal activity anywhere in here. I mean, they're sneaking into a hotel, which has happened a lot in sports, and you get a fine, and it's not good. But it's not like we're dealing with like the hardest like issues. Oh, all right. I got to do it.
I don't know if the text messages are real. That's why I'm saying allegedly. The DMs are real, the text messages, and we'll just like kind of leave you with this one. He texted her after the night, "Bae, you a beast."
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. After, what did you guys say? I should have said that they were intimate.
Yeah,
I think frisky was the way that, I think I was more in the right there.
Can I give you
she's a beast.
A review of a review of your performance today on the show, Maggie?
Yeah.
Bae, you were a beast.
And with that, we bid you adieu. Thank you to Michael and to Stu, of course, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. See you tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.